Thank you, Rabbi Glenn. Let's turn to John chapter 15. Be fruitful. We have been walking with Yeshua through the book of John. We're at the end of the life of the most important man who ever lived. That man is also the Messiah and the Son of God and the one and only Savior of humanity, who alone is able to rescue us from the real and deadly forces of Satan and the demons, sin and the sin nature, death and hell. It's Yeshua's last day on earth. It's a very special day, the first day of Passover. It's the day Messiah will die a very special death as God's Passover lamb who takes away the sin of the world. That makes this day one of the most important days in history. Yeshua will eat a final meal, a Passover Seder with his most important followers, the men he will entrust with his ongoing mission of world salvation. During the meal, Yeshua will give his disciples his final teachings. He will pray. They will leave. Then he will be arrested, tried, tortured, and crucified. Yeshua knew he was about to die, and he knew that he would be raised from the dead and ascend to the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and he knew that his disciples would need to be connected to him, their living Lord, in order to have fruitful, productive, successful lives. Be fruitful. That's the theme of this chapter. 700 years earlier, Isaiah had used the imagery of a gardener and a vineyard that produced bad grapes to describe Isaiah's disappointment at Israel's lack of fruitfulness and God's judgment that would ensue because of that lack of fruitfulness. Yeshua used a very similar metaphor. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine. You're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Messiah taught his disciples that even though he will die, that will not be the end. He will rise from the dead. He will be seated at the right hand of his Father. There he will be the all-powerful, all-present Lord of heaven and earth. Their relationship to him, which was so important to them, so precious to them, so life-enhancing, so beneficial, will be able to continue. No, he will not be accessible to them in the same way he was before. He will not be physically present with them, traveling with them through Judea and Galilee, spending time with them, teaching them, correcting them, helping them. But even though he, in his resurrected and glorified body, will be at the right hand of God in heaven, he will still be present on earth. But now, in a non-physical way by means of his Spirit. The disciples will still be able to have a close, intimate, personal relationship with the living Lord. He will still be accessible to them. And, in fact, more accessible than he was before. They will need to remain in him like a branch needs to remain attached to the vine. I am the true vine. Remain in me as I also remain in you. Yeshua is like a vine. He's full of divine life and energy and power and strength. We're like branches. We are dependent on him for life and energy and strength. As the true vine, Yeshua has enough divine life and energy for millions and millions of human beings to be connected to him so that they are drawing life and strength from him. The responsibility of his followers is to remain in him, to be connected to him, so that they are able to constantly draw that life and energy from him. How do they do that? By knowing who he is. The dead but risen Messiah, the Son of God, the all-powerful, all-present Lord, the ruler of heaven and earth. When we know that, and we transfer our loyalties to Yeshua, we are joined to this living Lord. We become close to him, and he becomes close to us, so that he is in us, and we are in him. That's how we begin our relationship with the risen Messiah. Then we must maintain that intimacy, that closeness, that nearness to him so that we are firmly attached like a vine is attached to the branch. We must remain in him. How? By being obedient. Sin, rebelliousness, disobedience damage our relationship to this holy, righteous, living Lord. Sin, disobedience, rebelliousness creates distance between us and him. It lessens our desire to be close to him, to serve him, to live for him. Sin, disobedience, rebelliousness diminishes our fruitfulness. We remain in him by not sinning, by being obedient to him. And when we fall short, miss the mark, make a mistake, cross boundaries we should not cross when we sin, when we're disobedient, when we're rebellious, we turn to God. With sorrow, with remorse, with repentance, we acknowledge our sin. And we have his marvelous promise, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from everything that we have done wrong. How's that for a promise? Then our relationship to Yeshua is restored. We're able to get close to him once again. We are able to draw the full amount of life and energy from him that we need to. We remain in him by being obedient, and when we are disobedient, repentance and confession of sin. We remain in him by practicing the spiritual disciplines. I talk about this a lot because it is so important. We build good spiritual habits into our lives, which enable us to consistently draw the strength and energy from Him that we need. We discipline ourselves to take in God's Word on a regular basis by hearing it taught by a God-ordained teacher, by reading it on our own, by studying it on our own, by meditating on the Word of God, thinking about it, turning it over and over in our minds, by discussing it with others. We discipline ourselves to take in God's Word on a regular basis. That helps us remain in Him. We discipline ourselves to see God in creation. We look for the wisdom, order, design, symmetry, and beauty He wove throughout nature, from the smallest subatomic particle to the largest galaxy. We try to become aware of the mathematical relationships and the chemical, physical, biological laws found in nature, which are so interesting and evidence a great mind, a great engineer at work. We admire the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the comets, the meteors, how amazing they are, how big the galaxies are, the universe is, the order and design and beauty the cosmos reveals. We have now cataloged 1.5 million species of living things on Earth. 1.5 million species. And the total number may be multiples of that. So we contemplate the incredible design revealed in those hundreds of thousands of different kinds of plants and trees, animals, birds, fish, insects, microorganisms, and other living things, and the amazing ways that they interact with each other. We observe water and its various forms, the droplet on a leaf, the dew on a blade of grass or a spider's web, the frost on a window, the fabulous crystalline six-sided structure of snow, the ice on a lake, the rivers and streams and lakes and oceans, the clouds and fog and rain. We soak up the beautiful colors and forms in landscapes, sunrises and sunsets. And because of all this beauty and design, our souls are drawn to the Creator. And we are reminded of the great designer and artist who made them all. And that helps us remain in Him. We discipline ourselves to pray without ceasing. We train ourselves to talk to God throughout the day, having a running conversation with Him, praising Him for who He is and the great things He has done, is doing, and will do. And we thank Him for His many blessings, and we ask Him to meet our needs and the needs of others. The disciplines of fasting, silence, and solitude can help us remain in Him. When we are not focused on food and on regular activities, when we are alone and silent, we are better able to hear the still, small voice of God speaking to us, which helps us remain in Him. Being an active participant in Messiah's community, regularly attending worship services, giving, serving the Lord within the community, helps us remain in Him. It is impossible to be spiritually healthy, to grow to spiritual maturity, apart from being an active member of Messiah's community. Continuing Messiah's mission of world redemption by witnessing, evangelizing, testifying what we know about Yeshua, sharing the good news, teaching those who are interested, help us remain in Him. This spiritual discipline, witnessing, evangelism, testifying, sharing the good news, is for each one of us, not just for professional clergy and those with a special gift of evangelism. So obedience, then confession and repentance when we sin, and practicing the spiritual disciplines enable us to remain in Him. The one who remains in him, who is continually drawing life and energy from Messiah, will produce much fruit. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Messiah wants us to produce fruit, and a lot of it. What kind of fruit? The fruit of Messiah-like character. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruits of the Spirit, which are also the fruit of Messiah-like character. Love, a desire to help others in practical ways and spiritual ways. Love, not selfishness. Love, not hatred. Joy, a happiness not dependent on circumstances, not the kind of happiness that comes from things going our way, or worldly success, or the enjoyment that comes from money or drugs or alcohol or sex or power and control over others. Peace, a sense of wholeness and completeness, not a sense of restlessness or boredom or that something important is missing. Peace that is based on knowing that we are right with God and will live forever. A peace not dependent on the absence of conflict or on our circumstances being good. A sense that no matter what happens, it is well with my soul. Patience, the ability to endure life's challenges with grace, not with irritation or anger, not quitting prematurely, throwing in the towel. Kindness, goodness, gentleness, not harshness or a selfish callousness. Faithfulness, which means loyalty. Loyalty to God. Loyalty to the Word of God. Loyalty to our Word, to our commitments, to our vows, to our promises. Not disloyalty to these things. Faithfulness. And self-control, the ability to control what we say and what we do and how we respond in various situations. Self-control is a tremendous blessing. Lack of self-control can be very damaging to ourselves and to others. The one who remains in Messiah, who's continually drawing life and energy and power and strength from this living Lord, will produce the fruit of Messiah-like character. It'll happen automatically. The one who remains in him, who is continually drawing life and energy from him, will produce the fruit of new values, new goals, new priorities, a hunger and thirst for righteousness, not for money or worldly success. A desire to do what God wants, not what we want. Your will, not my will, be done. A life dedicated to serving God, not serving self. A life devoted to proclaiming the good news and building up Messiah's community, not a life lived in pursuit of power or pleasure or acquiring more and more things for self. I'm the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And if we become detached from this living Lord, if we get disconnected from the one who is the source of divine life and energy, we produce no fruit. Spiritually, we wither up and die. Spiritually, we become useless. Our lives become non-productive. And God, who is like a gardener, has no use for someone like that. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. My Father cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. There will be people who, in spite of everything that Messiah is, in spite of everything that Messiah does, in spite of all that he offers, they produce nothing useful. Same old selfish ways of acting, same wrong ways of thinking, same old sins and bad habits, same old values, no desire to serve the Lord, no desire to tell others the good news. They're useless to God. And Yeshua assures us that his Father will remove them one way or another. He will end their connection to Messiah. You do not want to be one of them. You do not want to be like that. Becoming disconnected from Yeshua is usually a slow process. But sometimes it can be fast. The slow way is by first losing our first love, our zeal, our passion, our enthusiasm fades slowly. We think less and less about God. We interact with the Bible and the Word of God less and less. We serve the Lord less. We tell others the good news less. We don't think about the need to live a holy life. We fall back into old bad habits and bad ways of thinking until we are reabsorbed into a godless, dying world. That's the slow way of being disconnected from Yeshua. The fast way to be disconnected from this living Lord is by getting caught in some sort of sin cycle that you can't break away from. A sin or sins that master you and rapidly ruin your life and relationship to Messiah. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. My Father cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. If you're caught in some sort of sin cycle, talk to me about it. There are ways of getting the help you need. Yeshua wants us to produce fruit, and a lot of it. But in order to produce those good results, we will need to be pruned. My Father cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You know, I'm a bit of a gardener. And while I have not had experience with grapevines, I have had experience pruning other fruit trees, like my peach tree and my pear tree. And I know that a grapevine, if it is not pruned, will produce a lot of small, inedible, or barely edible grapes. However, if the vine is pruned properly, the energy from the vine flows into fewer grapes, and those grapes get bigger and tastier, so that a lot of good grapes are produced. The same principle applies to us. We come into this fallen world deeply flawed. Our thinking is wrong about many things, even the most important, most basic things, like God and the need to be reconciled to Him and the way to be reconciled to Him. We value the wrong things. We do not value the right things. And our character usually needs a lot of improvement. Our goals are frequently off. to produce good fruit, so that we can be spiritually productive, we need to be pruned. The Father needs to cut away harmful things, useless things, so that the life flowing from Messiah will produce the maximum benefit to us. He will cut away wrong ways of thinking. He will cut away bad habits, sinful desires, poor character traits. He will cut off things that distract us from our spiritual responsibilities and our mission. He will prune away bad relationships, too much emphasis on money or fame or pleasure or power. How does God prune us? The easiest, least painful way of pruning is by Him teaching us and correcting us. Good teaching helps us know what is right, what is wrong, what is wise, what is foolish, what is important, what is unimportant, what is beneficial, what is harmful. When we allow God to teach us, and when we cooperate with God, when He corrects us, we are pruned. Teaching and correction are the easiest, least painful way of being pruned. But God will often have to resort to more painful ways to prune us. He will allow us to experience various kinds of trials. Difficult circumstances have a way of purifying us, helping us to refocus on what is important. Therefore, we should expect to experience various kinds of troubles and difficulties and hard times and difficult circumstances. And when they happen, we should not resent God for allowing them to come into our lives. They're His way of pruning us, and we understand that. We endure them, therefore, with grace and patience. We should expect to be pruned so that we will become more pleasing to God and more spiritually productive, more fruitful. One great fruit that will be produced in those who remain in Messiah, they will learn how to pray so that their prayers are answered. If you remain in Me and My words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. When we remain in Messiah and are connected to Him, receiving divine life and energy from Him, when we know Yeshua's teachings and are obedient to those teachings, when His word remains in us, we begin to understand Yeshua. We begin to understand what is important to Him, what pleases Him, what does not please Him, what He wants, what He does not want. And so we begin to ask for the right things. We pray for the things that Yeshua wants and likes and approves of. And our prayers will be answered. If you remain in Me and My words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. You'll know how to pray properly. You'll know how to pray according to the will of God. You'll know how to pray in the Holy Spirit. Your prayers will be answered. This is to My Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be My disciples. God the Father loves God the Son. Just as a human father is honored when his children produce a lot of grandchildren who are successful and productive members of society, so God the Father is honored when His Son has a lot of genuine disciples. In a sense, we are like God's grandsons and granddaughters. if we are disciples of Yeshua, who's the Son of God. God is honored when we bear much fruit. And who would not want to honor the great Creator God? So, let's produce a lot of fruit and prove that we are genuine disciples of Yeshua. Amen.